Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi guys. Like many of your listeners, I grew up in a haunted house. It was in Melbourne, Australia. It was your typical suburban house built in the 70s. My family's the only one that ever lived there. My parents are still there, so no idea where the ghost came from. It all started when I was about 5 years old. My dad brought home a wooden bedhead. I believe it was from one of those shops. I don't know if they still exist, but they used to sell raw pine furniture for cheap, and you'd bring it home and you'd stain it or varnish it yourself. And I think it was one of those sort of shops. It's pretty much from the first night I slept in the bed with this new bedhead. It was like someone was just flicking the bedhead really gently next to my ear. And this, it used to go on for hours every night. It used to drive me mental. And it was really annoying because it was like the sound. It was so quiet. It was meant just for me. No one else was bothered by it. Only I could hear it. And even as a five-year-old, I would, I remember pulling apart my mattress, looking for anything. There was nothing hitting the bedhead. There was no joins or anything coming loose. It was where it was, the sound was coming from was right in the center of the wood. So I just couldn't understand what was causing the noise. And yeah, that used to drive me bonkers. But eventually it stopped when I grabbed the bedhead by both hands. It was about 6 months later, and I just ripped it left and right and up and down, and I just went nuts at it. And it stopped. So, you know, I couldn't explain it. I can't explain it to this day. About a year later, and this was about 33 years ago. I still remember the dream I was having. It affected me that much. The dream was nothing special. I was at school doing some work or something or other. When out of nowhere, there was this 3 really hard knocks on my head, just bang, bang, bang. And I shot awake. My hands flew up to my head. I was like, what the hell is that? I was looking around. There was nothing out of place at all. And these are really hard knocks. Like, that actually hurt. And it wasn't flat like a book hit me or anything like that. It felt like a fingertip, like it was pointy. And the only thing I could think of was it was my brother, because I shared a room with him, not in bunk beds. If it was a bunk bed, it would have been plausible that he'd reached down and whacked me on the head for whatever reason, but he was sleeping over the other side of the room, so there was just no way he could have hit me and flown back into bed that quickly, because I was awake that fast. But nevertheless, I got out of bed and I stood over him for a good 2 or 3 minutes just watching him, and he was snoring his head off, so it wasn't him. But at that age, I wasn't thinking ghosts. Like, I was just confused. I had no idea what hit me. And I remember complaining to my parents, and they just, oh, you were sleeping, you were dreaming. I was like, no, I was dreaming, but I wasn't dreaming that I was getting hit in the head. Like, it was something that hit me. So nothing else really happened until I was a teenager, apart from just being absolutely terrified of the house for no reason. And I really couldn't understand why I was so scared of it, like to the point where if I was home alone, I would lock myself in the bathroom until someone got home. Like, and I didn't know why. I was just terrified of the house. So it wasn't until I was about 15 where out of nowhere, all of a sudden, just every night I could feel a presence at the end of my bed. I don't claim to be psychic in any way, shape or form, but there was just something there. Like, I don't know what, but I just felt something there. To the point where I couldn't stretch my legs out in the bed. It felt like, the only way I could describe it is like if I had my feet in a guillotine and any second that blade's going to come down, it was just that anticipation that something is going to happen. And I spent many nights curled up in a ball, and that's how I went to sleep, because I just couldn't even stretch my legs down to the end of my bed. And one night, I was lying on my side. I could see the door out of the corner of my eye, and I saw someone walk in the bedroom, and I just completely ignored it. I thought, oh, it's my mum. Like, it was only about 9:30 at night, so she was still up sort of pottering around the house. I thought maybe she'd, you know, gone to collect some dirty clothes or something like that. I was a teenager, so I had clothes all over the room or whatever. After about 5 seconds of lying there, I'm thinking, what is she doing? Like, I haven't seen her leave the room, and it's been completely silent. She hasn't made any noise. And so I roll over, and of course no one's in the room. And just as I roll over and go, oh crap, my mum walks past the doorway, and I start freaking out. I'd start calling her back in saying, you know, I just saw someone walk in the room. It's, oh, you're dreaming. And I got really angry. I actually got out of bed and started following her around the house saying, no, listen to me. I wasn't asleep. I wasn't dreaming. I just saw someone. And she was laughing, and my dad had a laugh. And I was really angry. And I know it's a big stretch for someone to say, yes, you saw a ghost, like if they don't believe in that sort of thing. But I don't know. I was just angry. I went back to bed. I wasn't frightened at all. I was just fuming, and I was just staring at this presence at the end of my bed, just really angry at it. And I think it was probably a few days later, I was probably late afternoon lying in bed just listening to some music on my Walkman. And I just got fed up. Like, I could feel this thing at the end of my bed again, as always. And I just started swearing at it under my breath, saying, you know, what the F are you doing here? You know, you just stand there all day, blah, 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 just going off at it, saying, if you're really there, you prove it to me right now. You effing show yourself to me. Go on, give me a sign. And as soon as I said, give me a sign, the cassette in my Walkman chewed up. And you better believe I shut my mouth and apologized and kind of went, oh, crap, what have I done? You can argue it's just a coincidence, but God, what a coincidence. As soon as I said, show me a sign, the cassette chews up. And like most kids in the early 90s, I was listening to my Walkman sort of night and day sort of thing. And this is the only time it ever chewed a tape up, is when I said that. So I don't know. I mean, to this day, I still think, was it a coincidence? But I don't know. You guys tell me what you think. And it was probably a day later. I don't know if that kind of stirred it up even worse. It probably did. But a day or so after that, I had the most terrifying dream of my life. Like, it only went for about 2 seconds, but it just scared the hell out of me. So I was lying, the dream was I was lying sideways on my bed, on my back, with my head and shoulders sort of dangling off the bed, looking up at the roof, which when you think about it, that's a very vulnerable position, being sort of my head and shoulders sort of hanging off the bed like that. And again, out of the corner of my eye, I could see the doorway. And out of nowhere, this black figure just rushes into the door like superhuman speed. Before I could react, it was just above me, looking down at me. And I absolutely crapped myself. I shot bolt upright like they do in the movies. And I was shaking. I was thinking, what was that thing? I remember thinking, what was that? It didn't have a face. What the hell was that? The reason why I don't just dismiss this as a nightmare is because, again, this is the early 90s. We don't have the internet. I've never heard of a shadow person before. Like you guys, I grew up watching Unsolved Mysteries, and, you know, their idea of a ghost was a depressed-looking actor in sort of grey clothes and grey makeup. So never heard of a shadow person before. So, and I actually remember going to school the next day and trying to describe it to my friends. Like it was like a silhouette of a person, but it was three-dimensional, and it moved freely from the wall like it wasn't a normal shadow, and blah, blah, blah. And so to me, I don't know, I find that significant, and that absolutely terrified me, that dream. And again, I thought, well, there's nothing I can do. I just felt harassed by the end of it, like there's all these things happening one after the other. But after that, everything sort of cooled down for a while. The last thing that happened to me was, I was already about 18 at that point. I'd moved out of my bedroom and into my brother's bedroom, because he'd, by that point, he'd moved out of home. So I was like, yes, I'll take his bedroom, thank you. And one night, it was about 11 o'clock, I was leaning up in bed against the wall behind me, just reading a book. And from the ceiling to the floor, in a direct line right behind me, it was like someone just started bashing the wall, like bang, 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 bang. And it went slow enough that I actually sat forward and turned around and was staring at the wall going, what the hell is that? And it just went bang, 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 right down to the floor. And I just, by that point, I just shrugged and thought, oh, that was a big possum in the wall or something like that. I think I was just in denial, because, I mean, there's no way an animal would have made that noise. If an animal had a fallen down some sort of crawl space in the wall, there'd be a scraping, sliding noise as it's trying to grip on or something. Like, this sounded like a fist bashing against the wall. And that is sort of where it ended. I just sort of went, oh, not paying any attention to that. And whether that had something to do with it not coming back or whatever, I don't know. But it wasn't before long I moved out of home anyway. But my parents still live there. I've been back a few times. I live interstate now, so it's a bit difficult. But, you know, even if anything was going on, I'm sure they'd deny it anyway. So that's it. That's my story. Thanks for listening. I hope to hear it on the show. And thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.